Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Can't have a burger without Megan Berg.
Cindy Burgess Gerson. What an amazing person.
Just saying. Okay.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
And Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme. Plus our super premium sponsors, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster. And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. Happy New Year! I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and the Banter Blender podcast. And joining me on this fresh January day is none other than my lovely, wonderful, and back on dry land co-host, Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Hello. Happy New Year. I don't want to live in a world without three buffets a day.
Oh, yes. It's time to reacclimate to life not on a cruise ship. Sorry.
Nothing's rocking me to bed at night.
Oh.
I don't get to watch like straight guys stand on the very edge of the boat and scream, "I'm the king of the world," over and over. And is that just a thing that straight guys do?
I mean, so original.
They even see each other doing it and then they wait until they're alone and then they do it.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, you know that guy dies in the movie, right? Like,
it sounds like a straight guy thing to do. Sort of like saying winning, you know, 9 years after Charlie Sheen or whenever that was, you know, thinking that's still funny, or saying "what's up?"
What's up?
Wearing Tasmanian Devil t-shirts, etc.
Oh yeah, I saw some good Tasmanian Devil t-shirts for sure. But, you know, spending around that much time around so many straight families, you know, congratulations, straight world, you're out there and you're still kicking. That's
yeah,
for sure.
Good job.
You're loving your lives, and good for you.
So we just recorded a bonus episode that you can find on Patreon, patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And if you support the podcast, you can listen to our bonus episodes. It's great. We have a ton of them. We have like 150 bonus episodes. There's a lot of content. So if we ever go on vacation again, you can just like fire up the bonus episodes and it'll get you through the week. So we talked
about... Yeah, you can hear us talk about self-checking out.
Yeah, we talked about our little Christmas break, and then somehow it turned into rants against self-checkout and versus regular checkout and issues with supermarkets, etc. Stuff we can all identify with, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Self-checkout bullying.
Yeah.
Being the bully and being bullied. You know, yeah. It's just like Housewives.
Now that we're back... it's of course it wouldn't be a podcast if we didn't shill our own shows. So it's important that we shill now, because now that we're in the new year, it's time for these are our live shows are starting, and we have a show in just over 2 weeks in Boston, January 18th. So if you want to come see us at the Sinclair, buy your tickets now. I don't know how many are left, but buy those tickets so we can sell that out. We sold out our second show, it's our first show is technically on the 20th, and our second show is on the 18th. But the 18th comes first, so our second show is the 20th. Doesn't matter. WatchOurCrappens.com is just go there, and you can find the link there to buy tickets for the Boston show, as well as so many other shows. We got Houston. Houston is selling very steadily. I've been watching the numbers go down, 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 which is exciting. Chicago. Where else do we have, Ronnie?
I don't know. That got
Detroit.
Me tired listening to it.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. Detroit, Chicago, New York.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God.
are some breaking news. There are breaking some news,
breaking news. Breaking news. Breaking news.
Okay, I'm just hearing this in my headset. Ronnie, there is a press conference going on right now. Do you want to head over to there to hear what is happening at the press conference?
Yes, I love news.
Okay. Oh, wait. It looks like it's Ramona Singer is coming to the podium. Okay, let's listen in. Hi. Welcome to the press conference. I'm Ramona Singer, and I'm here to represent Luann Dillaceps, okay? I'm here because Luann had a very tough Christmas, and she's finally ready to face the press through me, okay? So first, a few ground rules about this press conference.
I got a question.
All right, over there. Question, woman in the black. Hello, what's your name?
Skinny girl. Skinny girl wants to know, did you get pictures of this? Like, do you have pictures of this? Like, what are you, an idiot? Do you have a camera? Like, seriously, they come on phones. You didn't get a picture? Like, there's a camera there. Was it videotaped? Is there any evidence? Because, like, if I was a spokesperson, I would have evidence. You know, like, I would be better at this. You're terrible. You don't know how to brand yourself.
Well, thank you for asking that question, Miss Skinny Girl. So, I would have had pictures, but I wasn't invited to Palm Springs, okay? So, I'm sorry. I have no photos of what happened. Yes, you there in the white frilly dress.
I have a question because Palm Beach is different than West Palm Beach. So, was she arrested in West Palm Beach or was she arrested in Palm Beach?
Whoa, this is crazy. Because this reminds me of when I was a little girl. And I was like, where's the beach? I want to see the beach. I want to see what ocean looks like. And Geraldine Parsons Smith says, no, you're a bad little girl and you don't get to see what the ocean looks like. You can just look at the dirty Hudson River. And to this day, I've never seen the beach, okay? I'm sorry. I don't know what a beach looks like. Next
question. I'm going to take that as Palm Beach.
You can take it however you want, but I don't believe in palm reading. I'm sorry, I think it's the work of the devil, okay? I believe in Christianity, I believe in Jesus, I believe in true religion, and my good husband, Mario Singer, who will come back to me someday.
I got a question.
Yes, lady holding the martinis.
Who do you think you are talking to me like that? I got food. Why can't we just be friends? Sully Wan, I'm there for...
I think this is a great idea. I would totally love to be friends with you, Miss Dorinda. And in fact, I think we should go to a bar. And when we go to the bar, we'll get some drinks. We're going to get 3 drinks, one in a short glass with a lime, okay? One in a tall glass with 2 limes, and one in a medium-sized glass with 1.5 limes and some tequila, okay?
I have a question.
All right, to the skeleton in the first row. You look like a real reporter. Do you like Hillary Clinton?
I'm with her, not Luann, the other her, Hillary Clinton. I was a photojournalist for many, many years with best-selling books. My question is, what does it feel like to be down for the count? Get it?
Well, I certainly know a few things about being down for the count, because when I drink a lot of drinks, I get drunk and I get very tired, and I like to lie down on my bed and maybe cry myself to sleep. It happens every time I hang out with my good friend Avery, who's also my daughter, but also her friends are my good friends too, and I'm basically like Avery and her friends, and we're just cool girls, and we like going to cool restaurants like Butter, okay?
Ramona needs to start working at the White House.
She would do a great job.
I mean, talk about deflection. That's the kind of press conference I want to hear.
Yeah, I agree. I think Ramona would be great. And I also like how Ramona made all the questions about Luann about her.
Yeah, it's like total deflection. Like, what are we doing with North Korea? Well, let me tell you, okay? Like, I'd only stay up north, okay? On the east side, okay? Because south is downtown. Nobody goes there, okay?
I don't care for Korean food very much, okay? I'm sorry. I'm more of a sushi girl. And I know that sushi comes from South Korea, but it also comes from China, okay? I'm sorry. Asia.
Sorry. Well, poor Luann. You know, this story was just so juicy. So Luann got arrested, as we all know by now. Sorry we weren't here to talk about that on Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, because it was like 2 a.m. on Christmas Eve.
And she got arrested for the most Luann thing ever, like threatening to kill a cop and like kicking him and stuff, which is just, to me, is just so hilarious because you know that that's when Luann's just drunk as a skunk, okay?
Yes.
So then as more stories came out, we found out why her ass was arrested. She was at this hotel with someone I used to date. I mean, it was no big deal. I'm not going to say who, but it was just someone, you know? I mean, I'd give you more direction, but I don't want it to be a tom-tom situation. So she was sleeping with some dude at a hotel, and the maid was making up a room that she thought was her room. So she just went in and was like, get up, maid. And
it's very Ramona of her, actually.
I'm surprised no, Ramona paid. Would have been like, stay here, okay? While I make love, could you arrange our shoes?
Here, here's $250. I would like some tea at 5 p.m., please. Thank you.
More cream, like classic Marge. More cream, please.
You know, my classic Marge and my Ramona are slowly coming, like slowly starting to merge. I just want everyone to know.
So she goes into this hotel room and starts fucking this dude on the bed. And the people, I guess, from the hotel, I mean, someone was like, this is not your room. And she's like, yes, it is. Like, no, it's not. Yes,
would you believe it, girls? They're kicking me out of my room. I mean, be cool. Don't be uncool.
Possession is 9/10 of the law. Don't make me whip out my fractions.
Are you going to leave this room? Not really.
This is not the Plaza Hotel. This is my room, Morocco. My room call.
Yeah, so they basically tried to kick her out, and then she barricaded herself in the bathroom, and security was like, ma'am, you have to leave. And she's like, I'm in the bathroom, doing elegant things, as elegant people do.
This is America. We don't care if you're shitting, okay? I don't know why all these housewives run into the bathroom and barricade themselves. It's like the last place you can escape from. You know, it's not like a movie where you can stand on the toilet and punch out a little hole in the ceiling and then reach up and crawl along air vents. Like, what are you, in the Muppets Take Manhattan? Don't run to the bathroom.
Yeah, I'm about to say, like, it only works in the movies when you're in some bar and then a bad person walks in. So you go to the back room and then, like, you close the bathroom door and there's, like, a little window and you're, like, looking at it and you're, like, trying to crawl in. And then bad guy's patting on the door and they finally burst through and they just see an open window. Like, sorry, Luann, it doesn't work that way when you're on the fifth floor of whatever.
Yeah,
Casa how many de la times, Palm Beach.
How many times has that tricked detectives in movies where they're like, well, I got to let it go to the bathroom. Yeah. I can't possibly go into the ladies' room. I'm very polite with my prisoners suddenly. Like, whenever it becomes about, you know, pooping, they're like, oh, gotta have your privacy. A lady can't poop in front of someone.
Well, I'm just concerned because I feel like our chief bathroom locker inner is Kim Richards. And I am hoping that Luann is not on a Kim Richards path. I feel like whenever you hear of people locking themselves in bathrooms, they're like trying to dispose of evidence slash... Yeah. You know, suddenly decide they have to clean something. Yeah, crystal meth. And I don't want Luann to go down that path. If it's cocaine, fine. But not the other.
Yeah, poor Lou.
Not poor Lou. Because only Luann could just have such a sensational arrest. Because even before we heard these stories, the only piece of evidence that we knew is that she yelled at the police officers, I'm going to kill you all. Which is like the most absolutely epic, wonderful way to go down in flames. I'm going to kill you all. I'm a former countess. I have a betting line. It Ross. I'm going to kill you all. I'm still gonna try to make a Luann song that's called I'm Gonna Kill You All.
You're gonna pay for this in the next time you're in the home goods section of the Ross Dress for Less.
And then she has the nerve to take a mugshot that looks excellent.
She's smizing. That's what everybody online was saying. They're like, she's smizing.
Like, she just kills it. Shows up in, like, you know, she's arrested in, like, a floral print dress.
Mm-hmm.
Your Honor, I'm sorry. I was just enjoying a bed, and these idiots came in with their Herman Munster shoes and tried to arrest me. I mean, surely you can explain. It's a giant misunderstanding, right?
I'm trying to make love to an old friend. You know, I've had a very emotional year, and suddenly it's the cast of Babe in there trying to pull me out.
Well, then Luann blamed it on Tom, basically. She's like, well, being back in West Palm Beach or Palm Beach, I don't know. They're pretty much the same, am I right? Being back here with memories of Tom, it just took me to a dark place. The next thing you know, I'm just locked in a bathroom, remembering all those times I heard Missy's voice on his cell phone. And he pretended like it was Domino's Pizza. I'm like, I can hear it, Tom. I'm right here.
Oh, Luann. Yeah, Luann's like, it was very emotional going back to that dark place, and I hope you can forgive me for having feelings. It's like, okay, you were not in a dark place. You were like, fuck this, it's Christmas Eve, I'm going to go party in Palm Beach and fuck somebody, okay? Like, that is the ultimate in celebrating, okay? That's when you're like, I'm still Luann, and I'll do whatever the fuck I want. I was proud of her, you know?
Yeah.
It's not real until you get arrested.
Yeah. Tonight was my rose and my thorn. Please, let's just make it my rose. So now Luann's in rehab, which normally I would say, well, boo. Good for you, but I say boo.
Yeah, I say boo.
But like, how rehabby is it? Because I think she posted something on her Instagram. I'm gonna pull it up right now. Let's see if I can find it. Let's see.
I'm on a vacation in Malibu.
Promises. Those are things that Tom made me. I didn't know you were allowed to Instagram from rehab. So she has this video. She has this video. It's a clock. Let me explain what's on her thing. So it's a video. It's a clock. And at the it's basically saying 11 o'clock. And the video is the minute hand winding up to midnight. The 11 o'clock, the hour hand, the little hand is on something that says drunkenness. Oh, no, it says darkness. Never mind. It goes disease, corruption, hate is at 6 p.m., then setbacks, failures, regrets, chaos, and then darkness. But I read it as drunkenness, which is hilarious. And she goes, her caption is, Happy New Year.
So she's taking that from inside. That's like a rehab poster or something that's hanging up.
Oh, I see. When it gets to 2018, it goes, the clock turns into bright, healthy, successful, prosperous, Countess Collection. Another drink, please. Tommy Tune.
Oh, look, it's 6 p.m. in 2018. Hello, officer. I'm not going to kill you all. Look how things have changed. Total new leaf.
Here I am in my rightful room, number 237. Thank you. Luann is just, this just really elevated her. And it got me to thinking, why do we love Real Housewives of New York City so much? You know, I'm always thinking about this. But why do I've been thinking about this since we saw Erica Jane get interviewed by Brian Moylan like about a month and a half ago at Vulture Fest. And when Erica said that she went to the Regency, the entire crowd started laughing. And remember, I was talking about this a few weeks ago. Like, what? There's something about New York City that creates this sensation. And I think I figured out what it is. I think I figured out why Real Housewives of New York is so funny and sort of makes these elevates all these places and things to legendary status. And I think it's because of all the Real Housewives, it's the one that is the most similar to watching seven gay men hang out.
Totally.
You know, I know you're choked up right now. You're choked up.
That is funny.
But it is.
They're like, yeah, yes, girl, everything. Okay.
Like, they're all sort of like drag queens. We always say that all these housewives are like drag queens, but they're really like drag queens. They interact like catty gay men. And I think it's why it resonates in a very different way, at least for me.
Well, they're all definitely the types that drag queens imitate, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they take all the crazy ones. It's like Liza, Cher. They're extreme enough for drag queens to love them, which means that they're the funniest, most extreme people in the world. I mean, those ladies just fucking kill me. Yeah. And I couldn't get enough of that Luann shit. I was reading all the comments.
It was amazing.
Oh, and also something else big that happened was Ziggy quit.
Oh,
Real
yeah.
Housewives of New Jersey. Oh, but yes. We can hold on to that until our Jersey recap, which is coming up this Thursday, everybody. This Thursday.
But for today, why don't we actually get into what we are here to do, which is talk about Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, my God. Let's do it.
Literally? Seriously? Really? Oh, my God. Vanderpump Rules.
Seriously, literally, literally, seriously, seriously, literally, literally, seriously. Okay, Pump Rules, pulling up my notes.
So nice to have this show back. I was definitely missing it. This week, it opens up with, we see Katie and Sheena sleeping on like a couch. And Brittany's lying in bed because this is the aftermath of Brittany's, like, fuck you, Jax, party that she had with all the girls. Now it's, like, the next morning, and they're waking up hungover, etc. Sheena is in some crazy getup. She's wearing these oversized periwinkle glasses and giant gold nails.
Of course Sheena would try and look smart by wearing the dumbest glasses ever. That's so Sheena. It's like no one can make that look smart, okay?
She looked like she was accessorized by Mr. Potato Head.
And we know it's going to be an episode about picking ourselves right back up off that ground and pulling ourselves up by the bootstraps. Because the song is, when we fall, we never mind, mind, mind. When we fall, we never cry, cry, cry. When we fall, we rise, rise, rise. I'm like, please shut up. What is this, like a Republican commercial? And then it cuts to Sheena with her Claire's Boutique.
Good ass, pulling myself back up off the floor, which I fell on because Shade left it wet.
Yeah, so it cuts to Sheena looking ridiculous. Like, is this the example of pulling ourselves up by the bootstraps?
You pulled yourself up to sit right below the Bubba sign. You know, this is not helping.
She's like, I still can't see it. It's a giant E. I'm not.
It's like, no, Sheena. It's just Bubba over and over. You're the. Sheena. This is not a fake vision test, Sheena.
Sheena the Riveter. Yeah.
So Katie tells us, last night after the party, we took the party to Brittany's because if Jax tried to come home, we would bar him because that's what these bitches do. No, aren't you talking about hostesses or like new younger girls in you that happen to walk into the restaurant? She's like, you're barred.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is really their skill set. This is the moment they've been waiting for, is when they could all come together as like a Voltron of banshees and just keep Jax out of a room. It is very much, you know, when they were last time they were referencing The Craft and all sorts of coven sort of things, and it is very much like, we will bond together and you shall not pass. You shall not pass.
Boil, boil, Bubba trouble. Okay? That's what I'm saying. So Katie's like, girls, I went home and Tom looked so handsome. And I told him he looks like he does woodworking on the side. Well, that's a step up because A, it's a job. But B, that's not really a compliment. Like, you look unshaven, dirty, and in Old Navy.
And you may have gotten a few splinters. Sasha's like, that is such a sweet compliment. Like, literally. So sweet.
And Katie's glasses game is also hilarious. She's wearing these tortoiseshell glasses with diamonds. She's basically Maxine from the, you know, the cards.
I almost feel like was part of their plan that they had to put on some mystical spectacles to see when Jax would be arriving. Like, I can see his energy. You don't know when Jax is arriving until you put on the special glasses. Mine are oversized. Katie's are old lady.
Katie's just seeing whatever she wants. They're like magical glasses where everything's positive now. She's like, Tom, I went home and Tom looked like a hidden valley. Yeah, I've never sucked him off that hard. It's like, whoa, you've got ranch on your face.
Jax appears to her like just like a big bundle of iceberg lettuce in a Taco Bell sweatshirt.
So speaking of Taco Bell, Taco Bell's delivered to the house. Yeah. And Sheena goes... I just have to point this out because we're always saying Sheena talks like a Muppet. And she literally made this sound. She goes, bah!
Sheena Mel.
Yeah, it was like animal attacking a bus.
Bah!
And Brittany's like, I love fire sauce. Yeah, we know. We know, Brittany. She's like ripping everything open with her mouth. It's like the memory of Kentucky beer cheese will never leave her mind.
I was just going to say, fire sauce, isn't that like code for Jax's semen?
It's saucy and it burns. It's like a latent fire. It burns lighter.
She wouldn't know what latent means. I'm so sorry. I just gave Brittany too much.
I'm sorry because I took her to a really gross place that no one really needed to think about. But
it's like we can't stop, you know.
We cannot stop ourselves.
So Sheena's like,
does this mean you can still come to Vegas as we can get it?
Because Katie's like, Tom's hot now, you know. And she's like, the jet is filled up, so I gotta go. I'm not going to Guillermo's birthday. Who says no to a private jet? Not me.
She's now fully foaming at the mouth, like Taco Bell, private jet, giant eyeglasses. She does not know what to do with herself. She's like, can someone make this moment into a printer canvas?
I want smart Claire's glasses, Sheena, staring at, like, hot married Sheena in my closet.
The only thing that would make this moment better was if we had one of each of the prime cocktails to taste.
So Katie's like, I'm not going to go on that. When I go on a private jet, it's because I chartered it, not because someone's sugar daddy, you know, who's married. And they're like, oh, my God, he's not married. They were separated for 2 years. Oh, I thought she learned her lesson. She's so mad about Eddie Cibrian. Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know he was married.
She is fully, like, now just she's in an Ellen Burstyn state from Rec Room for a Dream. She's like, Taco Bell, Taco Bell, Taco Bell. The refrigerator is, like, chomping at her.
We had too much time off. It's like, so it's so much Sheena intensity. I'm just so excited to have Sheena in a scene again.
So
Sheena says that they weren't married. He'd been separated for 2 years, which is just a lie. It was, come on.
Yeah. I think, it feels lie-y.
Yeah, it feels lie-y.
I don't know if I believe that. It. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't believe it. And Katie's like, yeah, they were separated because of Lala. And Sheena's like, really? I thought you learned your lesson. And Katie's like, you know what, guys? This isn't important. Sorry.
Yeah, even Katie was bored. She's like, I could start to go down this path, but even I don't care. You know, there's iceberg in the fridge, Taco Bell on our plates. Life is too short to be worrying about Lala.
I'll worry about this when I'm done with my Dorito shell taco. Okay.
Anyway, woodworking, am I right?
Hey, so that means he smells, right?
Tom made me a wooden duck. Isn't that great?
Please don't. They can't even center their friend's Monica frame on the door. Please, please, please don't start woodworking.
I know. Like the last thing this apartment needs is a shabby frame for the Bubba poster or whatever it is. Just stick. Listen, don't go chasing waterfalls. Just stick to the non-woodworking rivers and lakes that you're used to.
I won't be chasing waterfalls. Learn that lesson.
Who chases waterfalls? Waterfalls don't move like that. I don't get it.
I tried chasing a waterfall once and I almost drowned.
I once went to Niagara Falls and, like, I did not get aroused.
By the way, Niagara Falls froze. Isn't that crazy? That's how cold it is in the country.
I think that, but that happens, though.
It was crazy to see that.
I refuse to have that as my benchmark of wonderment over frigid temperatures. I reject it. I'm like, Niagara Falls freezes. I'm okay with that. Like, it's cool.
I'm like, it's amazing.
I'm like, Shania, that don't impress me much, okay? It's like halfway in Canada. Half of it's in Canada, and I'm supposed to be impressed that it froze. No, I'm sorry. Try again,
no one ever
Ronnie.
Gives Canada any credit.
Try again, all right? Like, you're not going to impress me with that, okay?
Why does that have to be...
Oh, my God. Some more breaking news. Oh, wow. Let's see, who's coming?
Hello.
Hello, everyone. I'm here fresh from Palm Beach Rehabilitations. I thought I would address the press to discuss my recent Christmas experiences. It was a difficult time for me, and I want to thank you all for your support, and thank you for knowing my music. Yes. Any questions?
I just wanted to say that, you know, it's been very difficult, but I learned very important things from rehab. If you can keep a plant alive for 1 year... then you get a dog, and if you can keep the dog alive, then you're ready to date. And I would like to say thank you to Sandra Bullock for getting me through this very difficult time.
I would also like to apologize to Conchita. Tuesday, as we know, is Taco Tuesday in the De La Seps household, and I unfortunately was in jail. So thank you, Conchita, for making those tacos for me, for those tacos.
I have a question!
All right, to the wench in the front row. Yes, go on.
From royalty to non-royalty, I want to know, did you really go to rehab or just watch the film 28 Days?
Oh, quiet, Radzeville. Next question.
I got a question.
Yes, to my best lady. Yes, maid of honor.
Who made all those ham sandwiches
And who has Snowman Delilah with Bluetooth legs? And who has the best Christmas house you've ever seen?
Well, I mean, I can't believe that Bethany would attack me. Is that the question? I'm sorry. Next question.
I have a question.
Oh, to my good friend Bethany Frankel. She, as we all know, is the woman who stole my idea about skinny gold margaritas. Yes. Love the hair, by the way.
So, here's what I wanted to say. Remember that time that you made me drive all the way out to the Hamptons to, like, have lunch, and then you made me buy it? Do you remember that?
I'm not familiar, but please go on with your grudge, yes.
Well, you did. I'd like to introduce you to my friend Karma. She's a real bitch. You guys are getting along great. Okay, thanks. You deserve it.
Would you believe it? She's being nasty to me at my own press conference. Me! Countess Luanne de Lesseps. How rude.
I would like to take this final moment to remind you all that I still do have an upcoming cabaret entitled Aigs à la Française, Pegs à la Française, Tom Tom, not Tom Tom. Who cares? It's me, Luanne.
Excuse me, I got a question for you, Luanne. I got a question over here.
All right there, you little twiggy, bleedy, sad sack of a lonely person. What can I do for you?
All right. Okay, here's a question. Another question for me. First, two-part. First question, what's the matter? Second question, what's going on?
Oh, and now your assistants are here. Did you need them for something? Why would you call your assistants to my press conference?
Seriously, if I have to, like, listen to Luanne at putting him any longer, like, just, like, coming out. Like, the last thing I need. You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to, like, go to Niagara Falls, go ice skating and just fall off the cliff, okay? Because it's frozen over, and, like, honestly, you know what else froze over? Hell, because you know what? I'm here, and I don't even care. I don't know.
Oh, wow. This news. You know, you gotta love the news for reminding us what's important throughout the day.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I'm glad we were able to catch that. It was very important. We have to keep an eye on that press conference, because it's just, I feel like there's all sorts of non-bombshells coming out, you know?
Yes. Countess NN, CNN.
Yeah.
The Countess News Network.
Countess News Network with a live update. Hello, this is Countess Luanne de Lesseps. I'm going to kill you all, but not before this ad. Would you believe it, girls? We have an ad.
By the way, another side thing. Did you read about Andy Cohen? I didn't watch Andy Cohen, but did you watch Andy Cohen for New Year's with Anderson Cooper?
No, but I was at a party where it was playing outside, and I was outside, or it was playing at, and I was outside smoking, of course. And my friend Jessica came out, and she goes, Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper, I'm sorry, no.
Yeah.
So that's the review I heard.
He has been getting thrashed online. Like, it was trending on Twitter how much he was thrashed. I didn't see it, but apparently social media was like, bring back Kathy Griffin. Andy was terrible. People were hating him.
What were they saying?
I guess he was promoting Housewives a lot. I don't know. I actually don't even know what they were saying, but there were all these articles that came out talking about how social media did not like Andy Cohen.
Oh, well, that's got to be hard, because he's like the king of his own little world. But it is a little world, you know?
It is.
So I mean, I met so many people on that boat, and I was like, do you watch Bravo? And they just looked at me like, okay, we got a flamer over here.
Yeah.
Someone bring out the fire extinguisher. Someone's flaming over here.
You know, some people just, maybe they just don't work in certain roles. Like, you know, Neil Patrick Harris bombing at the Oscars. Everyone loved Neil Patrick Harris. Then he goes to the Oscars. It's like,
Yeah. Yeah, we're not all built for everything, you know? Like, yeah. I can't be an accountant. Yeah. I'd be fired in 2 minutes.
Yeah, like, I couldn't be a party planner, or I couldn't even be a partner in a bar with Lisa Vanderpump, perhaps.
In an old dildo shot.
Speaking of which, we then go to Villa Rosa. We're back with Vanderpump Rules. We're at Villa Rosa. And look, it's Hanky. Hanky in the Hanky's swimming around in the pond, Hanky darling.
It's Hanky and Panky in the same shot. Don't ask me how we did it. It's called following the path of love, darling.
Winged migration to the Hanky and Panky story.
So they're going to Vanderpump's to
Tom and
no,
Tom.
Make sure that their make sure their Tom Tom deal is straight up, because they think they messed it up when they were overheard talking shit from table 7.
Yes,
where Kim and Lisa were spying.
I don't totally understand the storyline, because I always feel like every week they resolve it, and then every week they're like, oh man, Ken and Lisa are still mad at us. I'm like, is this Pharaoh whose heart is being turned to stone again after every plague? I don't get what's happening.
Yeah, I think that they just filmed different versions. Like, maybe you could be nervous at the Gay Pride Parade in Long Beach, and maybe you can be nervous now, and, you know, we'll just use the best take. And then they got picked up. Yeah, they got picked up for 24 episodes. Their season got doubled, and they were like, oh, let's just use them all.
Yeah. So Ken, well, so Tom and Tom, like, they park their car, and they are giving themselves a pep talk. And while they're giving themselves a pep talk before meeting Ken and Lisa, we see Ken and Lisa lying, reclining in chairs, and they're wearing pretty much matching outfits. They're both wearing light blue shirts and dark pants, and his or hers sweaters wrapped around their shoulders. His is light blue, hers is pink. They looked like country club Scientologists.
Yeah, they looked like either an Insure commercial or like the cover of a timeshare brochure.
I expected a hot air balloon to float around in the background.
Murder, she sits. Solving mysteries from a deck chair. Yes. For example, we know that they're here because we heard the gate open. Now, they might have gotten lost between the gate and the backyard. That's possible. Or the neighbor did it, which I'll never believe. Or they're just talking and having some trots.
Some nervous trots. Yeah, Lisa was very committed to the power move because she wasn't ever going to get up and actually look for them. She was like, no, they must come to me. I don't greet them at the door like I would with Rina or Stassi. They must come to me.
Look, I'll will them here, Ken. Trot, 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 trot.
I say nervous trot because I have a horse. So Lisa starts talking about when the kids, not the kids, the Tom and Tom come in. I'm like, the kids are here. So
the kids are all right.
Yeah, so Tom and Tom finally come in. Like, oh, you made it through. I was afraid you got lost. I didn't want to get up because we're matching so nicely.
We weren't lost. We were practicing our choreographed dance to Eminem's Lose Yourself one more time before we came in here.
Yeah, I listened to it like 3 times.
Yeah, Bubba, I listened to it 2 times.
Oh, M&Ms, never eat them. So, tell me about this dildo shop we're opening. Are you confident you can be decent partners, or are you little wussy pussy change purses?
Yeah, Lisa suddenly, she starts getting very hung up on this idea of negativity. She's like, now, I was all in until I heard it from table 7 over at table 6. Oh, you saying all these things, and I suddenly got scared when I saw your negativity. I'll tell you one thing. I don't have a plan for negativity in my Lisa Vanderpump Manila envelope. Businesswoman.
When they finally come in, she's like,
oh, you naughty pair.
And she's pouring tea for herself out of like a teapot. I mean, come on. She really should do.
Come on. So her.
Come on. It's just so her. She's like,
I've waited to pour this tea because tea is in negativity, which I don't want you to have any part of.
I'm pouring it because Rocio also seems to be missing and having nervous trots. So I'll pour my own tea. I suppose that when you two listen to Lose Yourself for a combined 5 times, you also lost yourself in my estate.
Is there a song you can listen to called Find Myself? That would help. That would help.
She's like, the problem with Tom is that he's brought nothing to the table except negativity and not tea.
Well, when you forge a relationship and a partnership, it's a family. I saw negativity and I got worried. If Rocio showed negativity, I would have taken Pandora out of her oven and bought a new surrogate, darling. You can't be family members with negativity.
But you can quench your thirst with honest tea. Delicious. That's spelled honest. Tea. Do you get it? Do you get it? Or are you having a nervous trot about it?
So she's like that person that's so offended you tried to haggle over a bracelet, like when you're at a flea market. She raised the price because first it was 100 grand, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, I want you 100% in, which will now cost you $120,000. And Tom's like, whoa.
Gosh, Lisa, oh, God. Oh, $120,000, which is a lot. And they basically are like, that's like nothing for you guys, but it's a lot for us. Like, I just bought a credenza, dude. So
Well, it was a gift. I just pulled any old number out of my old English ass. This is a gift to them.
It's not a gift when you're paying for it. It's like Merry Christmas. You know, here's a gem membership that you have to pay for.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she's right. Like, you know, to open up a restaurant will probably cost more than $1.2 million. It is kind of funny, like you said, that they're like, she's like, we want you to be partners. Now, give us $240,000. That's a lot. That's a steep partnership.
And Tom's like,
yeah, but what about sweat equity? Because, like, that's what I'll bring to it, sweat.
She's like, well, that sounds appetizing, Tom. Tom, I didn't see you sweating at all, actually.
That's the Botox. Like, I don't sweat on my face. Now I sweat in weird places, like my butt crack. I have an ankle sweat right now.
Now I ankle sweat. Dude, I rarely get sweaty. Sweat. Tea, did you say? You're not bringing the tea to the table. That's what I hear.
So then Ken and Lisa lean into each other and start, you know, whispering. And I was like, oh, this is like Shark Tank. And then Tom Schwartz is like, oh, gosh, this is almost like an episode of Shark Tank. I was like, damn it. Jiggy Tank.
Jiggy Tank. Pomeranian poodle in a sweater tank.
So
they're trying to haggle. And Tom 2's like,
what about 80 grand? How about that? She's like, you're either in or you're out.
Can I pay with, like, Hidden Valley Ranch packets that come from magazines? We have a lot of those around.
Do you want some free underwear that match your socks? Because I could get that working for you.
So finally they agree on some deal where each guy's going to pay $50,000 for 5%. And then Lisa literally goes, all I'm asking for is enthusiasm and positivity.
And $50,000. She's like, well, all I need is positivity. And they both turned the green tea corner drunkenly. Both smell like Fireball and Jack sweat. Where were you last night?
Jack cheated again.
So they shake on it. And then all of a sudden, Tom and Tom's souls just disappear into Lisa's manila envelope.
There. I have you now, my darlings. You have 24 hours to meet true love, or else I will have you forever. Body language.
Now you are experiencing invisibility, darling.
You poor, unfortunate restaurant partners.
Tom.
So next, let's go back to the Taco Bell coven. Yeah. So they're all
Taco Bell coven. That's exactly their name from here on going forward. When the girls all get together, they are the Taco Bell coven. Yes, yes.
Perfection. Run perfection for the border.
Perfection.
So they're all sitting around on the couch, and Stassi's like, "Do you feel better? Because you can't be mad when you're eating Taco Bell."
You can't be. TBC in progress.
So they're like, "Well, what are you gonna do about Jax?" And she's like, "Speak of the devil." And Jax is there.
Yeah. So Jax walks in, and he immediately starts to have a tantrum. He starts saying all this crap about how it's his apartment or whatever, and they all have to leave, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I love Katie's response. She's like, Jax, I'm sorry. We were peacefully eating Taco Bell, and you walked in with, like, attitude.
And Brittany's like,
you better go. You better get out of here before I find something else that rhymes with sad, mad, bad. Okay?
Cram, does that rhyme? Does that rhyme? Because the B sort of looks like a D, but backwards.
You better leave or I'm going to turn you into a slab. Damn it, I found one.
So you better leave before I turn you into a barnacle. Oh, that doesn't even rhyme at all. Gee whiz. What is a barnacle? Is that just like an attachment to a barn? Because we got those in Kentucky. Anyway, hate sex.
Barnacles are sort of my thing. So
I feel like barnacle is like a word that Sheena made up.
Barnacle. It's like a barnacle.
It's like glasses she found in a barn.
These are barnacles.
I love that. Oh my god, the side of my abdomen just seized up because it like made me laugh so hard. Oh my god, I have like having Charlie horse, darling. It's a Charlie horse. Like,
oh, I ride horses.
You're not in the scene, Ariana.
I ride horses too. Neither are you, Teddy. You're not even on the show.
But he's like, does anybody have a horse I can borrow to ride?
So Jax is being a real dick, and he's like, this is my home, which is bullshit. It's both of their homes, and just because it's your home doesn't mean anything. You lost the right to your home when you cheated on your beautiful girl. And then Jax starts doing this mind fuckery to her. He's like, this isn't even the end of the world. You're like not even that devastated. I mean, you've been partying. So obviously it's not a big deal that I cheated on you.
Stassi's like, that is so fucked up AF. Jax! Jax! She's like joining in, doing the ex-girlfriend yelling. And he's like, dude. And Brittany goes, I have fed you 1,000 times.
So, you know, I had to learn how to make a sandwich.
To make a ham sandwich for you.
Do you know how hard it is for me every single day eating meals on that picnic bench in our dining room? We don't even have back support. What sort of man gets a picnic bench and says it's a dining room set and I have to deal with it, I have to smile and say I'm okay with it because you say it's your house? I am not okay with it, Jax. I want real chairs.
Jax, her name is on the lease, so it's her house too.
I roll in favor for the plaintiff. Judge Sheena.
Which is a really boring fight. A plaintiff. Which is it? This looks so boring. Like, who cares?
Jax is like, look, do I want to hear this? Yes, I want to hear it from Brittany, but I don't want to hear it from Divorso Sheena or Hidden Valley Ranch Katie or Stassi, who's been kicked off every dating site ever.
I love that Sheena's X-Men name is Divorso.
Yeah, I'm a mutant.
It's like her superpower.
That's why she wears the glasses. That's part of her costume. She was actually halfway in her costume. Importantly, by the way, in the middle of this is that Brittany gets up and starts slapping Jax, starts like kicking him out of the apartment. She's like, you get out right now. I am livid.
And Stassi's like, well, some people deserve to get beat. So I'm all for it. So Jax is like, just talk to me. She's like, I told you I'd go crazy. I'm one ham sandwich away from going ham on your ass. He's like, it was one time.
Yeah, right. So then I think Jax is really fucked up. He starts saying, you know, it's all because of those girls. I'll talk with her one-on-one, as you were saying. I'll talk with her one-on-one, but not with the girls around. It's all because of those girls. Everything was fine before those girls came over, which to me is like classic emotional abuse 101, right? Isolating someone from their friends. Like, you can only trust me. Those girls get in your head. What you're thinking isn't what you really should be thinking. It's your friends put those thoughts in your head. Isn't that classic?
It's classic Scooby-Doo. It's like the end. I would have gotten away with it, too, if it weren't for those damn meddling kids.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, like, Jax has learned everything he knows in life from Scooby-Doo, you know? Idiot. Like, the problem wasn't the crime. It was the getting caught. He's so stupid.
Yeah,
so the exactly. Toms are back in their car celebrating to funk, which is hilarious. It's like, boom.
Well, that's Tom's song. That's Tom Sandoval's song from, remember? Like, Let's Touch Public. It's from, what's the name of his band again? It's like Wall Street Fandango Refrigerator.
Fandango. It's his band 777 Film.
What's the name of his band? 1-800-MATTRES.
Welcome to Movie Phone.
Hey, welcome to Movie Phone, bro.
Dude, there's a great movie on at 7. It's The Post.
For Shape
it's
of like Water, press Street. 1.
Dude, you ever wonder about newspapers? It's like The Post is on at 7 o'clock, dude.
The Post.
I don't get it. What's it after? It's just called The Post. The Post what? No, it's just The Post.
Hey, I have a question. What is the shape of water?
Like, how does water have a shape? Doesn't it just take on the shape of anything? Isn't that the way liquids work?
I know that ex-woman.
I understand The Last Jedi, but who was the first Jedi?
Oh, the real Luke Skywalker is all pissed. He's like, this is not how Luke Skywalker would really do it. Like, shut up, Mark Hamill. You don't know what the fuck Luke Skywalker would do. You were reading the lines.
How do you walk on the sky anyway?
What is the shape of water?
Why should I care about 3 billboards?
So the Toms are in their car listening to Tom's song. And Ariana is on the speakerphone, and he's like,
whoa, bro, we're officially partners with Lisa and Ken.
I'm like, no, you're not officially. You didn't sign shit. She shook your hand, okay? Do I need to do everything for you people?
So meanwhile, Katie and Stassi continue their epic arc for this episode, which is, let's see how many couches we can sit on. And they're sitting on a couch. And they're like, look, we've changed positions and maybe our tops, but we're still on a couch. And they're talking about how excited they are for Guillermo's party. And so the Toms walk in to celebrate. And Katie's really excited because it's... Well, they're all excited because Tom Schwartz, this is his first big boy thing he's ever done. Having an investment. And Katie's really excited. She's like, yes, there is a future for our marriage. Which...
Yes. Like, look, my husband has kind of a job. This is a win for both of us.
Light ambition. It's so exciting.
And Tom number two is like, Bubba, I met this dude on Craigslist, and now we have a business. You also get hand jobs all the time. Thank you, Craigslist. Thank you.
I also accidentally rented an apartment that doesn't exist.
So Katie's like, it's good news for me. Pivotal.
I just learned that word. It's a convenient narrative.
Yeah, that's what a convenient pivotal. 5%. I wrote Tom too. It's like, yeah, now we're in the top 5%, babe. Stupid. But I like when Stassi was like, oh my god, planning this party? I didn't realize I was obsessive compulsive.
How does Stassi not realize 27 that?
toothpicks. I don't know. Maybe she's just not into like internet self-diagnosis. I don't know. I know everything that I have.
Hey, Baba, why are the lights flickering in here? Oh, it's not the lights flickering. I just have to turn the lights on and off 12 times before I enter any room.
Oh my god. Do yourselves a favor and don't drop a box of toothpicks. Because I swear to god, I will Dustin Hoffman your ass.
Please don't touch this napkin setup I have because Taco Bell's arriving and I refuse to get any of the furniture dirty.
Do you want to sit on a tea towel? No, Katie!
We have a lot left over. No.
You know, it turns out that these actually don't clean up anything. They found out they're useless. Sorry.
Did somebody say tea towel? That's all I want. Tea towels. We have to get those for Sir. You know, it's we're a special restaurant. That's why we have things we call specials. We replace napkins with tea towels, and we use something that we like to call mason jars.
Mason also happens to be the name of a new bartender, it's her. It's like, Wesley, Mason, Jefferson. Where are these names coming from? It's like
Hamilton. The fanciest way to... Hamilton. We decided to cash in on the Hamilton excitement by hiring a bartender named Hamilton.
Hello and welcome to Sir. My name is Alexander Hamilton. It's Alexander Hamilton. It's Alexander. It's like, okay, just take my drink order, please, sir.
Our new waiter, Lafayette, will help you to your seat.
So, Ariana is packing with Sheena for Vegas.
And, yeah, this is a classic reality show setup. One person packing while the other one watches, which never happens in real life.
Yes, exactly. It's like a typical housewife scene. Lisa's like, we don't have anything to do to fill the rest of this show. Have you done a packing montage?
Well, this is the same. It's the same executive producer as The Hills. I don't know if you ever knew that, but this is the same executive producer. And I really feel like The Hills pioneered the scene of someone packing while someone else watches bored. So it's really a callback to the heyday of MTV.
Yes. So Ariana is like the Porsche of this scene, just watching bored.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, I really didn't want to go to that party, but I am sad I didn't get to see Britney go Southern ham on Jax. Yeah. Violence isn't the answer. Neither is ham, really. I mean, like, who eats that?
Although it can be delicious.
So Lala comes in. She's like, oh my god, la 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 la. She's like, I've been juicing, so my summer body is flaky dicky.
Yeah. So nice to have Lala back socializing with them. So Lala's there and talking about this private jet, whatever. And she's like, private or first class is how Lala flies. That's just like how Lala does it.
That's how Lala does it. And if we crash, I don't need a lifeboat. I need my mama.
I need my mama. I mean, everyone knows, everyone can fly private. I mean, if you're not ugly and you have a pair of tits, you're going to be able to fly in a private jet.
Sheena's like, you won't believe this, but we were at this
I was at the beer cheese party, and then, like, Brittany totally hit Jax like this. Bronk!
She looks like she's in a cartoon version of a carnival where they give you that giant hammer to hit that little thing.
She's like, bronk!
I feel like if we ever got to hear from the whammy side of the story on Press Your Luck, it would be Sheena. Sheena's just like a whammy.
No whammies.
No Sheenas. Ah, I got Sheena.
I think I'll have one of each of the prime prizes.
It's like, we used to judge Lala because she fucked a fat guy to get a private jet, but now that we've actually met him, we know how hard her job is, and so, like, it's, like, totally respectable now. It's like when you catch a garbage man in the middle of the night, and you're like, that's harder than I thought.
I mean, Lala does earn it. She climbs that mound of cross-eyed flesh every night that she's required to. She deserves it. She deserves
a private jet.
Yes. I mean, she'll probably end up with, like, you know, that extra $15 to pay Southwest for boarding Group A. But it's nice that for now she's getting her private jet flights.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's funny because our Vanderpump Rules episodes have been so long, and I wonder why they're so long. And I think they're so long because I write notes about every stupid shit. I wrote down a note of Sheena saying, "We can carpool because we're fellow neighbors." To Lala. There's nothing funny about that.
Yes, there is. We're fellow neighbors. That doesn't even make any sense.
I mean, it's funny about Sheena and Lala carpooling. That's kind of a funny thing. I imagine them, like, singing songs together and taking selfies and then crashing. It's like Toons is the driving cat.
I also love that they're doing the cheapest way to go to the airport where they're going to be flying private. Like, you're not even going to take an Uber. It's like, let's save some money.
So Sheena's sister is like, "Hey Lala, so I was hanging out with Katie and she made like a comment about your man, and she was like, oh, the private jet, is that like the married man's private jet?" So of course this starts off World War III, because Lala, she's like, oh my god, like, literally, like, I can't believe she's talking about my man. Like, are you trying to get popped? Or are you trying to get along? I'm like, okay, Lala, settle down.
Stop, yeah, like, okay, she does, like, a finger okay, gun. Tupac.
Yeah. All right, also, like, straight out of Utah, you know? Like, let's just relax here.
I love that when she gets mad, she's like, oh, really? He was married? Where did she, what did she, read that? Like, on the internet? Like, Lala is so disgusted that someone would read things. Yeah. She's like, oh, I guess that came from reading.
You trying to get popped by me? I'm so gangst. I have large hoop earrings and I have a dress that has my face on it. You trying to get popped by me? I'm tough. I've listened to rap music once.
And Lala tells us, last year they labeled me as someone who ruined a home. Okay? I've never ruined a home. If anything, I enhance it and, like, raise the property value by being in it, okay?
I'm not flipper flop. I'm flipper flip, okay? It's all flip.
All flip.
My show is just called Flip.
Flop is my boyfriend, and he's not on the show.
Are you trying to get flopped or popped? That's my show.
Lala Kent gets popped by a flop. So last year they labeled me as a whore. Okay, garbage talk. And Lala's like, I mean, oh, they showed the scene of them talking at the garbage when Lala's like, Katie, you're calling me a whore. And Katie's like, you're sleeping with a man for money. So, like, truth. You know what's a lie? That one teaspoon of Hidden Valley has 60 calories. Okay, that's a lie. It's way too low for something that delicious.
Well, I think that, like, okay. I think the flashback was Lala saying, I don't know why you're always coming after me. And Katie's like, like, all I said was that you're a whore. So if that's me coming after you, so I guess I came after you. But you are, I call it like a C, something like that. It was just, like, hilariously daft. So anyway, so Lala, you know, she's, rather than just being rolling her eyes at this stupidity, she's like, fine, I'm going to come back at her. So guess what? Tom Schwartz cheated on Katie in New York. He was there. They were at what's it called? It's like Greenhouse or whatever that night is called. And and they're like, whoa. She's like, all right, back it up.
Bang it up, bang it up.
Ariana's like, I don't want to get popped.
And Lala's like, yeah, my friend Allie, she called me and was like, La, oh my God. And I'm like, I love that Lala has to be shortened to La. Isn't Lala already a shortened version of something else, like Louise or something? Is Lala's real name Louise? I would like that.
Also, La is a word in Scrabble, if anybody needs that, a two-letter word.
I did not
believe
know
it or not. I discovered that on the boat when I was arguing with my mother. It was a proud moment.
La. So, oh, my God. She's like, La. You're a word.
And then they show her having lunch with La. And La's like, oh, my God, La. I saw your friend. We made out. It's like, la, la, thanks la, for la, showing us the exact same thing you just narrated.
Yeah. I guess I love how there's always some random lady who brings scandal to the show, right? Last year was Gigi. The year before that was Ellie. This year it's Allie. Gigi, Ellie, and Lolly. Gigi, Ellie,
Ollie, Ollie. She's trying to take over, Tom. Tom, if you sip any more tea of the negative, I shall give this restaurant to Ali Ali.
Lala, this is Ali. Ali, this is Lala. Lala, this is Ellie. Ellie, this is Lala and Ali. Ali, this is Lala and Ellie. And this is also Ali. And Lala and Gigi. Gigi, this is Ali and Ellie and Lala. Lala, this is Gigi. Gigi, meet Lala.
I hope you all get along with Wesley, Jefferson, and Hamilton.
And Lafayette. Lafayette? I'm sorry, is there someone named Fayette and also Lala, who you're referring to as La, or is it someone just named Lafayette? Lafayette, but I'm not opposed to hiring someone named La or Fayette.
Let's have a meeting about it by the big refrigerator.
Oh, no, George Washington.
Joe's like, I can be Renaissance.
You don't need a name, you're just Joe, right? You don't need a fancy way to name Joe.
So the big scandal here is that Tom was wasted at Bungalow in New York City, and he started calling Ali Bubba. Not Ali Baba. Ali, she was calling Ali the name Bubba.
It's like, babe, I was just trying to get wishes.
I like that he gets so drunk that he just starts thinking everyone's Katie. It's like, Baba. He probably made out with a statue also. Baba, I'm sorry. Why are you giving me the silent treatment? Baba. Baba.
She tasted like ranch. What was I supposed to think? So Ariana's like, hi. I'm the only one smiling in the beginning of the show and then spilling champagne all over the entire bar. So I'm going to be the one that tells him because this is crazy. And she deserves to hear it from Schwartz, not the La La Mel. Okay.
I don't want Katie to get popped by accident. Popped by Law.
So Stassi goes over to the Vanderpump
Villa Rosa, home of Hanky and Panky and Squirrel and Durl and Lala, Baba, Gigi,
Candy Cuckoo. And Pandy,
Kaka,
Rocio and Bocio, Bocio, get here, pour the tea for me. Rocio's missing.
Stassi does that thing that every poor person who has to go visit someone in the Hollywood Hills or the Beverly Hills does, which is, oh my God, I always get lost coming here. Like, seriously, how do you remember how to get home? Because this is ridiculous. Like, what do you do in case of an emergency? Like, you're just stuck on this hill. Like, what are you going to do? We're all going to die. We're all going to die.
Because it's basically a compliment. Like, you live so high up and so removed from the rest of us that it's almost impossible to find you.
Yeah, the richer you are, the more confusing the path is to your house, okay?
Yeah,
it's exactly. So hard to find shit up there. And Vanderpump's like,
darling, it's just a hill, then a turn, a U-turn, driving over a curb, around the tree, under the construction sign, down a hill, up a hill, over the hill, around the big house on top, and then a straight little flight down to the bottom, darling.
And don't forget to wave at Adrian Lute's burnt-down ruins across the street from my old place. So Lisa, this was interesting. I felt like Lisa was really sending a message because she was wearing black, but she was sitting in a shaggy white chair. So I was like, am I the white swan or the black swan? What will you do, Stassi? The challenge is upon you.
Or a black and white cookie. Will she take my hint and bring that little bit of Jewish happiness to Guillermo's party, darling?
All I want in a pot is a little personal touch. That's all you have to do, Stassi. And also pick up a cake, get the dry cleaning, get the lights right. Get a tablecloth, napkins, forks, knives, spoons, more napkins, another tablecloth, and also a bucket.
I want it to feel personal, which is why he's having his party at work. Like, come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's nothing more. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. It's like when my mom used to throw my birthday parties at the bowling alley that we owned. I was like, I work in that snack bar. Can we please at least go to a park?
So Lisa Vanderpump gives Stassi her black card, and she's like, there's no limit except for you. You have $35.
So the song is like, tonight, it's tonight, it's tonight, oh, oh, tonight. So congratulations to whoever booked that contract.
Well, there used to be a song on the radio. There was a, tonight is the night, is the night, is the night. Ooh. So it's really not that far from what's top 40. Do you remember that song?
Yes.
Tonight is the night, is the night.
No. That's tonight is the night, is the night. This is the other one that I'm talking about, is tonight is tonight, is the, it's just a different tonight is the night, is the night.
They're two tonight, different tonight. Tonight, tonight, na, 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 be, there'll always be tonight.
You know, there's some lazy ass songwriters who just say tonight over and over again. There's Phil Collins, tonight, 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 oh, gonna make it right, tonight, tonight, tonight.
Whoa.
Got some money in my pocket. Okay, anyway. I will not go down that
path. I was actually not joining in singing, A, because I don't really know it, and then B, because I was looking up the recipe for chimichurri, because Schwartz was like, I'll take the chimichurri, but can I get it with no onions? And I was like, aren't onions in chimichurri? Guess what, everybody? They're not.
Really? Oh, I wasn't really listening to what he ordered. I thought maybe he ordered a chimichango, but I guess it was a chimichurri. Either way, they got fried guacamole. They got fried guacamole, which was sort of bizarre. And even they were like, whoa, because it was Schwartz and Jax at lunch. And they were just like hanging out. I don't know what they did in the scene. They just talked.
Basically, Jax is like, well, I agreed to not come to Guillermo's party because, like, you know, all the girls are going to be there and they're, like, you know, trying to ruin my life.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But Brittany and I are going to be okay. You know, we're going to be okay. And he's like, just give her a minute. Give her more time. Or fire sauce. She loves that.
Maybe you should think about having an open relationship. That way you can make out with girls in New York City at Bungalow. And you can call them Bubba, too. I mean, not that I would know. Gosh, oh, man.
And Jax is like, hell no, she'd rather see me torn apart by wolves than fuck other people in Hollywood. It's called keeping never... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you do it.
I was just gonna say it's called keeping the disease contained. Like, Britney's just about public health, okay?
Yeah.
She's like the Center for Disease Control.
She's all about the CDC. So
this
then
is a relationship, but it's also a quarantine.
So then we see Stassi, and she's like going around. She's like, oh my God, party planning is hard AF. I have to get flowers and then a camera and then go pick up a cake all before 6 p.m.
You couldn't have done that yesterday. That's totally how I do it. I wait till the last second. And then she's talking on the speakerphone, and she goes, holy shit. How do people work every day like this? I don't understand. Ugh.
I'm like, Stassi, you used to be a waitress. So so then she's like setting up for the party, and Christina Kelly's back, and she's there to make Stassi nervous. She's basically like, wow, like, I hope you don't totally fuck it up tonight, Stassi. She's like, how do you turn on a camera?
Thanks. Yeah. She was playing with that little Polaroid, the same one Cadence, my niece, got for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
They were so excited. They're like, oh my God, actual physical pictures come out? This is a miracle.
It's so weird.
But Stassi's like, I didn't get batteries. What a fucking idiot. It comes with a battery. I know this. I just watched one get open.
There's literally a Pavilions up the street from you. Just go in there and get a battery.
Yeah, there's Gayvillions up there. Go up
there. By the way, and that I had a big rant about Pavilions in the bonus episode. The Pavilions over there is awesome. That's an amazing Pavilions. But the one that I talked about, shitty. If you live in Los Angeles, never, ever, ever go to the Pavilions on Melrose and Vine unless possibly you want to see Beyonce's mom there.
They're like, why did our sales go through the roof this week? I can't believe this. We're like, Beyonce's at Pavilions. Like, let's at least get a percentage.
Why did the sales go up at the Melrose and Vine Pavilions? It's like... our worst one in the entire franchise. It's just such a shitty, shitty supermarket. Why would anyone go there? Oh, Beyonce's mom was there. Oh, okay, never mind. I get it.
I think it's proof that Beyonce puts her mom on an allowance.
I think it's proof that Pavilions doesn't know what they're doing. They have Beyonce's mom shopping there, okay? They need to up their game.
I want to see Beyonce's mom do self-checkout, okay? I don't want her to be in a Pavilions. I want to see her, like, working the scanner at Target.
Now, how do I scan this up? I don't actually know.
Don't have any negativity, Ms. Nose. You can't have nose without the no.
Okay, so
it's time for the party.
Guillermo's birthday party. He's like, yay, I'm at work.
Guillermo and his wife, Natalie, there was some discussion about who is Natalie. Well, Natalie was there.
Natalie, who's played by Diana.
Yes. Guillermo really likes to be the birthday boy, huh? Did you notice he was like, I am the birthday boy. I'm the birthday boy. Oh, I walk in. It's my birthday boy. It's my party.
Birthday boys wear bright suits. I could do it.
So Stassi is like in the kitchen and she's like, okay, Chef Joe, are the apps ready AF or not? And he's like, yeah, see, cabbage soup for everyone.
She's like, everything needs to be pretty as shit. She's like, oh, that's easy. I serve the lentil soup. Lentils. It's like, why did all the food look like shit, Joe?
You did.
So this is actually when the Polaroid camera thing happens. And they get it working. And basically people are taking pictures. And it's like a little guest book. And Lisa Vanderpump is like, I love that Stassi took my advice and added a personal component, Polaroid photos and a guest book. What a novel idea.
She did it. I told you that girl was full of wit.
Wow. You know what? Next time, I'm going... I'll just leave it. Wow. Wow. Stassi's like, I'm really inspired by Hamilton being here, and I'm not going to throw away my shit at being a party planner.
My name is Alexander Hamilton Batch.
I'm a party planner because I want to be in the room where it happens, okay? The room where it happens. The room where it happens. AF.
White suit AF, eh, Stassi? So, Tom, too, shows up in a new hairstyle, which I haven't seen, and I hope it doesn't catch on. He's only got middle bangs. Okay. He's got bangs on either side of his head, and then in the center, it's like that faux hawk bang, like where it's up. But then on either side, he has bangs. It's very confusing.
It's like an inverted flock of seagulls haircut.
Yes. It disturbed me. I was like, was he woodworking again? Who comes up with that hair?
And then Brittany, meanwhile, they're like, oh, hey, Brittany. And she's like, I just want everyone to know I'm not going to be talking about Jax anymore because I really need to figure things out for myself. And even talk about it right now gets me really sad. But I'm not going to talk up with you guys because I have to just think about it for myself. I'm like, no, Jax told you not to talk to the girls. That's exactly
what
happened.
And you also don't want to admit that you fucked him 5 minutes before you came to work.
Yeah.
But they're so cruel. What is Kristen even doing here still? Why? Like, why is she even here? Okay. You don't have a job. You don't have anything to say. All she does is, like, roll around in everyone else's misery. Yeah. So Stassi's like,
so that's why she's
there. Her makeup model.
Like, why is she here? You answered it for yourself. All she does is roll around in other people's misery. That's why she's there.
Perfect casting. I take it back. Welcome back, Kristen. So Stassi's like, doesn't Britney's makeup not make... Oh, wait. Does her makeup not make her look like a Victoria's Secret model? Which is like such an odd way to phrase it. And Kristen goes, yeah, a Victoria's Secret model that just found out her boyfriend cheats. And Britney's like, I ain't talking about this!
Oh, I'm mad, I'm saying, I'm mad, I'm saying salt and pepper. Oh my god, that don't rhyme, I'm losing it.
Shoop. So meanwhile, on the west side of town, DJ James Kennedy and Jax are hanging out at the Wellsbourne, and they're like, you know, it's more of this wonderment, like, it's been great hanging out with Jax ever since we pended things up. And so I'm going to show him
how to roll with J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter. What a book. What a story. Invisibility cloak. I'm out.
I was a little surprised, though, that Harry Potter was not about someone who can work with clay. Anyway, I saw that you have absinthe on the menu, and we'll have 2 shots of those, please. So they start doing shots because that's how you party with J.K. And they're like choking, etc. So then we go back to Sir for the party, and the cake comes out.
And Ariana's brother is walking right in front of the cake. Like, he got there late, and yeah, everyone's cheering for him. And he's like, oh, my God, I'm finally interesting on this show. And then he's like, damn it, I was being followed by the birthday cake.
Yeah. He's like, I'm finally a cast member. Is this like my coronation ceremony? I'm finally going to be in the credits. Hi, everyone. It's a cake. It's
classy. Clear him. Move him to the side, please.
It's like when someone waves at you and you wave back and you realize they were waving at someone behind you.
It's like me sitting in the Baja Fresh under the TV thinking I look so hot that day and realizing everybody's looking at the TV right above my head.
So then there's a toast to Guillermo, and Guillermo's like, oh, I want to thank — that's not even how he sounds, just so such an offensive thing. He's like, I want to thank all the, you know, all 12 years ago, who would have thought we would have this mediocre restaurant that we have today? And here we have fried goat cheese balls, cabbage soup, what a wonderful world. And you know what, Tom and Tom, you guys are the next ones.
Here's to Tom and Tom never getting a day off because he partnered with the Vanderpumps in an exited little store. Okay? Cheers.
And I am happy to announce that as of today, I only have $80,000 left to pay on my debt to the initial partnership fee 12 years later.
I'm making $5 a month off of my 2% that I bought at the beginning.
Apparently, if I do not pay by tomorrow, I lose my kneecaps. It's a constant threat in my life, but at least tonight I have cake.
So Ariana's like, need to talk to you, middle fauxhawk, side bangs. And he's like, oh, okay. So they go out to he takes her out to the garbage haul. Meanwhile, Katie is talking to Vanderpump, and Vanderpump's like, how is Mrs. Schwartzy? And she's like, great. I'm the wife of a partner. Like, pivot. Okay? Full pivot.
It's not only a convenient narrative, it's a welcome one, too.
And so, outside, Tom 2 goes, bah!
He lets out a huge burp. And this is on the heels of him having just said that he has lots of charm. He's like, I have a little bit of charm. Yeah.
He's like, what's up? And Ariana's like, gotta rip this band-aid off. God, how do I do this? Just gotta do it. I'm gonna do it. I don't know if I should do this. No, I'm gonna do it. How should I say it? I'm gonna use the same monotone tune so that he doesn't really realize what I'm saying. So maybe it'll make him mad, but maybe it won't. But he'll remember that it hurts like a band-aid. You know what I mean? It's like, tell me.
Let's see. Let me just, how should I, well, this is a very serious moment, so let me just think about sketch comedy. Okay. Whew. Okay. Serious sketch comedy. All right. So basically, Lala told me that you got drunk in New York City and made out with her friend and called her Bubba, and you should know that you did that. And Schwartz's response is not to be like, no, that's crazy. What? No, that didn't happen. He's like, No, it couldn't have been. I don't think so.
Yeah, he's like, could you be more specific? I want to make sure what crime I'm about to commit to or confess to. Could you tell me the date, maybe? I don't write this shit down in my iCal, okay? Every day in my iCal says Tom Tom. That's it.
He's like,
that's all it says.
Well, I've been on this show long enough. I should just skip the denial phase. Let's just get into the plausible deniability phase. I just don't know.
You heard about Faith, right? So Ariana's like, it's actually a friend of Lala, which I love how everybody says Lala. It's like, it's actually a friend of Lala.
Lala.
And he's like, January or February, I don't think I would have cheated on those months. It's cold. Those are cold months.
Yeah.
And she's like, were you
at
Bungalow?
Always faithful during Chinese New Year's.
He's like, whenever I see a paper dragon, I totally lose my boner. So it couldn't have been then.
Firecrackers really make me go soft.
I just called her Dumplin'.
There's no time for sex when you can have so many fortune cookies. Am I right?
She's like, did you go to Bungalow? He's like, yeah, but I don't remember. She goes, okay, well, I believe that you don't remember. But still.
He's like, oh, Bubba. Well, anyway, good talk. It's like, you're not even like scared about like, oh, what's going to happen when Katie finds out, or you're not like thinking like, what a terrible rumor someone made up for me. He's like, and so then he's like,
He's like, I'll just tell her when I get home, because now's not the right time. And Ariana's like, yeah, that's probably a good idea. That's a good idea. Don't tell
I like her when now. He, yeah, I like when he says, I have no recollection of that. I'm like a werewolf.
Okay.
I was like, isn't that Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde? But whatever.
That's Alex P. Keaton's role, sir. So let's see. Tom's like, I don't need this. Like, I have a restaurant now. And okay. So James and Jack's kind of boring.
Well, they're, but it's actually funny. I was laughing because they're taking selfies together and they're getting drunk slash high off of absinthe. And I think it's been debunked that absinthe is not a hallucinogen. But they were. I think they had a placebo effect going on because they were definitely seeing things. And
yeah, saying, it's like when you give a girl at a frat house party a 7-Up and she's like, I'm so wasted. There's nothing in there.
But they were taking they were doing these selfies and they wanted to make other people jealous. And Jax is like, hey, James, write something funny so that way everyone's going to be jealous that they're not hanging out with us. And James is like, got it. And his caption was, 2 shots of absinthe later. I'm like... Hilarious.
And Jack's like, look at this. I learned this back in the day. And he's doing like the, look, I took off my own thumb trick.
Yeah, and James is like spilling booze down his chin. And I was actually really laughing during this. Jack goes, how many pictures are on that wall? And James just stares and goes, which wall, mate?
I'm facing a different wall than you. Describe what you're seeing. So he's like, what's the status on Brittany? Did you have sex today? And he's like, God, we're having more sex than ever. Like, I think she's hate fucking me. And he's like, oh, that's bad. Hate sex. That's bad. And he's like, no, it's great. It's great. And he's like, oh, yeah. So when you get naughty and raunchy and you do dirty things to it. And he's like, yeah, it's like the Madonna syndrome, okay? You want your princess. She's amazing. But then you want to be nasty with whores because, like, Cinderella doesn't do anal, you know?
I thought the Madonna syndrome is when you do a remake of American Pie. And no one asked you to.
Like a virgin, eh, mate?
Well, we are material girls, eh, mate? Here, put this book on your head.
A material, material girl, mate.
Hey, mate, I'm going to dress you up with my love and my music, James Kennedy Sessions at Pump.
Wiggy wiggy, thank God it's not Tuesday. Okay, so Stassi and Brittany are over at the sticker Polaroid table, and Brittany's like, these are cute. Stassi has gotten more credit for the new Polaroid than the inventor did.
Stop flapping the Polaroid AF. We're gonna make it streaky.
Work in progs.
Stassi just, you know why Stassi likes the Polaroid? Because she knows how torturous it is to wait for the thing to come through to develop. And she just lives off of people being like, ah, when's it going to be ready? She's like, yes, give me power, AF. The more you complain about the Polaroid, the more I grow, AF.
So Ariana's just told Tom to wait until they get home to not make a big scene at this party. Because, you know, Guillermo he can't even afford to have a real birthday party. He has to do it at work. She's like, just save the guy some trouble. And he's like, okay. So he walks right up to Katie at the bar. And he's like, whoa, I just got reamed out over there. And she goes, does Ariana want to talk to me about it? Maybe she wants to talk to me about it. He's like, oh, Katie.
Katie's already like in a pre-tequila Katie state.
Ready to blame everything on the girl, as Katie do.
Yeah.
And so Ariana's like, no. Okay. Look, I just said that you guys should talk about it, okay? And he's like, well, apparently I made out with someone. Like, she's coming up with this huge thing to go against you. Oh, my God.
But Tom was saying it in a way, like, he wasn't like, well, apparently. He was just like, oh, apparently I was shit-faced and made out with someone, Baba. I guess that's the rumor. And Ariana's like, no, don't do that here. Don't do it here. But obviously a producer was like, no, you're not allowed to do this at home. You have to do it here.
So yes.
So then Tom starts, I love because he starts parroting Katie's talk because he goes, well, I have no recollection of what happened, which I know it sounds like a convenient narrative. You don't even have to say it. Don't say it. Please don't say it. I don't want you to say it. It's the worst when you say it. It's a convenient narrative. Got it. See ya.
He's like, it was right before the pivot. It was right before the pivot. And Ariana goes, well, it was within 9 months.
Oh. So then Katie's like, and how did you hear about it? Was it from Ali RGG? No, it was from Lala, also known as La. Ah! Well, everyone's going to know about it. And Katie just storms off.
She, of course, where does she go? Straight to the garbage alley.
Where all confrontations have to happen.
Yes, and Kristen's immediately on it. She's like, oh my God, someone got fucked over and I didn't fuck their boyfriend. I'm in. Rub it in. I should be a masseuse.
I was going to go watch some turtles racing, but instead I'm going to go hang out the back alley.
Seriously, Tom 2?
So Katie's like, this is one of the questions that's very easily answerable, because she goes, what did I do? Is this some sort of karmic punishment? Yes, it actually is. This is for everyone who had to trek up to your wedding, your Wednesday wedding. That's what this is.
And I just can't wait. I'm thinking during this whole scene, I cannot wait for Vanderpump to make this about herself. Like, I cannot wait to see what she says. Yeah. So Tom comes out. He's like, Bubba, can I bum a cigarette? She's like, I let you do whatever you want. You're untethered. I let you drink with your boys. And he's like, Bubba, don't cry. And she's like, tea towels, Tom, tea towels.
Bubba, don't cry. I've been something you. Is that the Madonna complex? I'm just trying to learn.
Mama material.
Stay out of this, James.
And Katie's like, I've been here before. And then Tom's like, I don't remember anything. And she goes, get some perspective.
Okay, I'm going to stand over here. Does this count as perspective? It looks different now.
I'm on a chair. I'm seeing bird's eye view. Is that what you mean?
No, I don't even know what I mean.
Look, I drew a road that has a vanishing point. Perspective. So now Katie goes back inside. She starts ranting to the girls and that like half cry thing. And so LVP is just like staring from afar. She's like, I hear the sounds of perhaps a broken bird. What's happening? Who has my minute full? Do I need to jot things down?
Is that the sound of birds crashing into my window? Someone to get Chef Joe in a push broom. Let's get out there.
So as you alluded to, Lisa Vanderpump makes it all about herself.
Of course. So she's like, oh, Tom. Tom, second Tom, what happened? And he's like, oh, Lisa, it's too embarrassing to admit. I feel like a lost puppy, which is, you know, trying to win her heart because he knows how to manipulate a girl. And yeah. She's like, now listen here, James's girlfriend will clean up your sick later. So now stop bringing my dog business into your cheating. And she's like, I've heard it all, Tom. Tell me the truth. And he's like, apparently I made out with some whore in a bar. And she's like, since you were married, I take it personally. I took the time. I went to the woods. I got bugs in my hair. I had long sleeves.
On a Wednesday. A Wednesday wedding. I'm like the real victim here. Lisa Vanderpump, who took time to officiate. She printed out a speech from officiation.com. I used valuable loose leaf paper.
Oh, the best was, I went to the woods. It's like the grossest thing she could ever imagine herself doing.
So Katie's now crying and all embarrassed. And Tom starts telling Lisa Vanderpump, he's like, you know, sometimes I just get so drunk. And we've been down this path. I get so drunk, I don't remember things. I'm like, don't tell this to your future business partner, you idiot.
Yeah, and she's like, you get so drunk you don't remember game nights. I'm at a loss for words, Kim Richards. And then they randomly cut to Wesley, the bartender, who's just smiling.
Yeah.
He gets a little chyron at the bottom. They're like, future hot person on the show.
Yeah. And then Katie's crying to Lisa. She's like, but I love him so much. And then, I don't know if you noticed this, speaking of bangs, there was some random girl who had very severe bangs, who was just standing, watching Katie cry, just taking it in. And I was like, you go, girl. That's what I would be doing. Stand like a foot away, absorb it all, tell your friends later, be like, oh my God, I went to this crazy party for this guy named Guillermo. I don't even know who he was. Next thing I knew, Katie from Vanderpump Rules was there, and she was crying, and her hair was in a ponytail.
Have you ever seen somebody cry ranch? Well, I have, and I've got it on my Snapchat.
And that was pretty much the episode, was it not?
Yeah, that was pretty much, because Katie just starts screaming out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ronnie, to interrupt what Katie started screaming out.
No, I mean, it was time to pivot.
Well, apparently the press conference is still going on. It looks like the original spokeswoman, Ramona Singer, has taken the podium. Let's hear what she has to say.
Hi. Welcome back to the press conference. A few more ground rules, okay? No questions about Mario. Second of all, Avery is doing great. She's doing a wonderful job now that she's graduated from her university. She's hanging out with me and we're having a great time. Any questions?
I got a question.
You can ask a question, and I'm allowing that because I took care of you when you were sick, and I sat in the next room and I read a book, okay?
Oh, like, seriously, you're a great person. I was bleeding out. So, like, here's your medal. Like, did Mother Teresa leave behind a uniform you could borrow, or what?
I don't know who Mother Teresa is. I never have a good relationship with my mother, although my mother always says, you always want to know how to host your own press conference. You never want to rely on a man to host a press conference for you.
Speaking of mothers, I'm the mother of Avery, okay? But when I go hang out with her girlfriends, they're like, what, are you sisters? And I'm like, no, I'm a mother. Does anybody know who Teresa is? Me neither. Let me tell you about the 3-drink rule.
So what's the matter? I got a question here, okay? So, like, how many bottles of Ramona Pinot Grigio did you sell last year? Just a real question, off the top of your head.
I sold more than you, okay? That's what I know. All I know is that I sold more than you, and you're not as skinny as the girl on the bottle, okay?
Okay, follow-up question. Okay, like, literally, like what's going on? Like, if you don't answer this question, like I don't know, just, like, come here right now. Like, why you act like this? Why do you get up and put him in? Why do you act like this? Like, what's going on? Why do you always do this? Every single time we do this. Why do you always do this?
Okay, look, Bethany is what we call fake news. Okay? Anything that comes out of Bethany's mouth is hashtag fake news, okay? So I'm going to ask Facebook to start censoring it, okay? Thank you for coming to my press conference.
All right,
to renew.
Wow. All right. Well, that was a very – I think that was a very useful press conference. I feel like we really got a good insight into what was going on over with Luann. I hope she's doing well.
I mean, eventually we want to hear from the cleaning lady that almost got beaten to a pulp, but, yeah. You know, she can't speak to an ongoing investigation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think that just wraps up this episode for today, huh?
Yeah, wrap her up, babes.
So, you guys, go to WatchWhatCrappens.com, buy your tickets to our shows so we don't have to keep shilling them. We got a bunch. So you just go there, watchercrappens.com, follow us on social, and we are back mañana to talk some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That's going to be fun, catch up on that. I think there was something else, buy merchandise, I think that's it, right? We have nothing else.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Okay, guys, talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.